How do we know that the kingdom of God is near? Jesus said that heaven and earth would pass away, but his words would not pass away. One way that we know that the kingdom of God is near is through the lives of the saints. Christ said that when he would ascend and go into heaven and send the Holy Spirit upon us, his church, that we, his disciples and apostles, would do greater things than he did. Panteleimon is one of those great saints in whose life the presence and power of Christ is present. I try to say it the way I think you're supposed to say it in Greek. Panteleimon. Do you hear the word panta in there? Panta in Greek means all, means everything. And eleimon, do you hear a word? Eleison. Yeah, that Greek word for mercy. You know, when Panteleimon was given his name by his parents at birth, they named him Panteleon. You hear the word lion in there, Leon? That word, his name in Greek from his father and mother meant, in all things, a lion. After he became a Christian, and people took notice of how he used his life and all of his gifts as a physician to show the mercy and love of God, they named him Panteleimon, in all things. Merciful. That man was full of mercy. And who is the most merciful and compassionate that we know? God himself. In the person of Jesus Christ that became incarnate among us. In all things merciful. I hope that can be the name that we carry with us in our own lives. Do we have to be an apostle to be merciful in all things? No. As parents, as brothers and sisters, as children, as members of the church, it's not just the priest who has given the Spirit of God to be the presence of Christ in this world. We are all, in our baptism and chrismation, we are all anointed with the same Holy Spirit, baptized into the same Christ, ambassadors, witnesses of the same Lord. May we in our lives bear witness to the mercy and love and compassion of God. Whether we are farmers, I don't mean to embarrass you, Natasha, but your husband is one that comes to my mind so often. But a merciful and loving and compassionate, generous person. He's a Panteleimon in all things merciful. He uses what he has in his gifts and resources to bless others. And then there are physicians. And Andrew, I'm going to pick on you. Picking on your family. Maybe someday you'll want to be a physician. You're thinking about it. In all things, merciful. As mothers, we have mothers here this morning. In all things, merciful. Yes. In all things, merciful. Leave just a couple others here. Whatever you are, reader, considering becoming a priest, now in all things merciful. A missionary, professor, theologian, in all things merciful. You know, I do want to read just one prayer that the priest prays at the beginning of our liturgy. You probably don't hear it, but I'm going to read that prayer for you. And take notice of the mercy and compassion of God for us. O Lord our God, whose might is beyond compare, whose glory is incomprehensible, whose mercy is boundless, whose love toward mankind is ineffable. Do thou thyself, O Master, in thy tender compassion, look down upon this holy house and grant us and those who pray with us thy rich mercies and compassions. Panteleimon was a physician who would heal and share his life and his gifts with people and not exact from them as much money as he could. He so often did it free in love and compassion. Same thing with our children, with people around us. We don't just give them what they deserve. We always, in all things, show mercy. May that be the guide and the spirit of our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.